This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I always enjoy when you guys, sometimes I watch what's going by the chat, what is it, the live feed on Facebook or the chat room and on the website. And we have a live chat room on the website where you guys can get together. It's like the Walton sometimes on the one of the pages there where you guys are all saying hi, like you've known each other for 20 years, which is fine. It's kind of cool to watch you do that. But I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaged. Because you got to be engaged. You got to be involved. You got to be informed. It's the best way to do it. So I got to tell you, again, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. It's not the end of the world. Let you know who's coming on the show, topics of discussion, all that stuff. If you're not getting it, sign up again or something, or let me know. Send us an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right. A lot of you have sent me emails about this issue in Congress where it appears that a small group of Republicans and a few others, Democrats included, are doing an end run around leadership to try to deal with, vote on, make happen, make DACA happen. And the truth of the matter is that, again, this is why I tell you, you have to get informed. I'm not sticking up for anybody. Congress screwed this up. They've had forever to deal with this at this point. Right? I mean, they've had, since to start working through it, they've had since President Obama signed the executive order. When President Trump said, you know, you got 6 months to get this thing together. Nothing. So they're not really willing to fix this. They're afraid of this. It's really what it boils down to. But the problem that we on the right have, that conservatives do, we do this a lot. We do this all the time, actually. We feel like we have to go totally to the other side to make a point. There was an issue happening here in California where the emails going out said, oh my God, they're banning the Bible. They're making it illegal to buy the Bible. Well, that wasn't true. That was not a true story. Now, ultimately, you can get there with the law that they were passing, because the law made it will make it illegal to sell any kind of conversion therapy, brochures, tapes, books, anything like that. Even if it has biblical references in it. So they took that and extrapolated that to mean that if a Bible speaks against homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, anything along those lines, then it wouldn't be able to be sold here. Now, could that eventually be the case? Sure. We always have things that go sideways or, you know, just do the wrong thing. But in all sincerity, they were trying to make it so that you know, conversion therapy where somebody lays hands on you and pray. I'm not saying anything about this stuff. I'm just giving you fact here, okay? That where they, you know, churches lay hands on you and pray on you, and then they give you a certain kind of anointing oil, and then they give you this, and they give you that, and they give you this exercise or electroshock therapy, whatever it is that they're using. This is what they were using as examples to push the bill through. So instead of us attacking it like we do, like I said the same thing about abortion. As long as you keep getting in front of a judge and saying, well, God doesn't want us to kill babies, which may be a true statement, but the judge doesn't care. That's why elections are important. The judge just doesn't care. So when you start coming at it from a human standpoint, when is it a human? When does it have a heartbeat? When do we get to protect it? Now, what's changing? The whole atmosphere is changing. We're winning court cases all over the place, which is what we're, even as Christians, we're called to be smart about this stuff. So it's the same thing here. You know, look at all the DACA stories they throw. Look how they're trying to make you feel bad and all this other stuff. So you got some of these Republicans are signing on to this because they think it's a smart move to do before the elections. I think it's a dumb move to do. I think you should do what you said you were going to do. I think you should do the right thing. But in a recent email that somebody sent me, they called out one of the local congressmen because they were really upset that the congressman now has signed on to what I'm calling this end run to bring DACA to the floor, to bring a DACA vote to the floor. But we need to do it. And we need to do it because I am tired of the Republicans skirting their responsibility. I'm tired of Republican leadership or government, take it even out of the Republican realm, government leadership not doing their jobs. So my local representative signed on to H.R. 774. It's a resolution. It's a discharge petition to do an end run around, because leadership is supposed to bring these things to the floor. If they decide not to, you have to have an alternate way to do it. And the way you do that is there's a certain number of congressional members have to sign on to do an end run around leadership. Now, some of these guys, some, I don't know of all, but I know a couple of them, who signed on to this, say, it's time to fix this. It is time to bring the immigration issue to the floor. It's time to see where people stand with it. It's time for people to speak out on it and not keep hiding, because they're hiding. Come on, some of you that don't believe with this discharge petition, fine, but when do we truly, honestly deal with this from a legal manner? Talk about this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Grab a snack. Come on back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Another language, like the 4th of July. July. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I very much, very much, very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I was talking about how sometimes we just shoot off as conservatives, as Republicans. We read a headline, We kind of do the same thing we blame them for doing. The other side. We read a headline and we jump all over it. We read a headline and we decide it's the truth without even checking it out ourselves. So I was telling you about this discharge petition that some Republicans have signed on to. H.R. or the Res 774. And we've immediately jumped on this thinking that they're just trying to do an end run around the leadership. Because it's an election year. They don't want to look bad. I'm not so sure they're all on board with that. See, I think there's more to it behind this. And I've reached out to a couple of them to find out what this is. And part of it is that we have had years to deal with DACA, and nobody has. We have had years to deal with this immigration issue, and nobody has. And if we don't deal with this before, maybe I don't think the House will turn, but I'm just saying, before the House might turn, and the Dems get control of it, what do you think is going to happen? We're not going to have control anymore. We're not going to be able to put this thing down the way we want to. You're going to be depending on these loons from the left to do the job that we were supposed to do, right? So my local representative said that, here's the bottom line with this. We need to fix immigration. It is broken in a lot of ways. We need to shore up these laws. We need to make sure that they're enforceable. And there are some holes in the law and the programs. But it'll never get fixed till it's brought to the floor. And Trump called that out. So if you are an always Trumper, if you're a Trump lover, then you shouldn't have a problem with this. Because it's exactly what they're saying. Look at, get this thing to the floor. Get us talking about it. Make it so we can move on it one way or the other. But let's put this thing to bed finally. So part of what this does, it forces these cowards, the other cowards, whatever, to vote on up to, well, not up to, but they'll have to vote on four other immigration bills. They're going to have to vote on the DREAM Act, H.R. 3440, which has been sitting there. They have to vote on the USA Act, which is H.R. 4796, which is just sitting there. When do they finally get to do their jobs, right? The Good Lad Securing America's Future Act. That's H.R. 4760. Right? And then finally, an immigration bill to be proposed by the Speaker, which I hope they vote down the minute we find out from the Speaker, because you just never know what's going to come out of his mouth. But what I'm getting at is that we need to stop pushing this stuff out. We need to stop. We need to deal with it. We need to force these guys, as uncomfortable as it is for us sometimes, we need to force these guys to deal with these laws, to actually discuss them, to actually get them out there and actually do something with them. I have no problem with this. At first, I did the same thing some of you are doing. When I first heard about this, I was like, what do they do? Okay, so they're mad. They want to get something through. But what are they doing? What does this mean? What's up with this? And then when I started going through it and I started asking questions to find out, hey, what are you guys thinking? When I went down that road, all of a sudden it all changed. Now, have any of you not on board? Simple question. Are any of you not on board with these? Trying to be nice. I shouldn't. But do nothing Congress actually getting the job done, actually doing what they're supposed to be doing? When do we actually force them to do what they're supposed to be doing? I'm just curious. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I want them to sweat. I want them on the floor trying to deal with this. I want them to have to sweat through this thing. Now, members would be required to vote on all four bills. Wouldn't that make them uncomfortable? Right? They've been skirting them all, including this, for quite some time. So to be required to vote on all four bills, the bills received the highest number of votes over 218 would pass the House. If none of the bills received 218 votes, none would pass. Now, we should be able to pass those now, shouldn't we? What are they afraid of? What's the problem? See, we have a Republican-conservative problem, but you guys listen to the show already know that. You already know we have a problem. We should not have judges sitting there waiting to be appointed to the benches to make it through Senate. At some point in time, we need to sit down and go, these guys are going to play. We're coming up on the second year. How long do we wait? Look what they're doing to the CIA nominee. Things they would never do to their own people. The representative that oversees my area is an original co-sponsor of the USA Act, which is a bill that was authored by Representative Jeff Denham, a Republican out of California, and Pete Aguilar, a Democrat out of California. And it has almost 60 co-sponsors right now. A representative also is trying to work with the president on solutions and concerns to immigration. Look, until we actually sit down and deal with this, until we actually sit at the table and hammer out what the laws are about the border, the laws are about immigration, why is it? Look, guys, and some of you won't agree with me, but I have immigrant parents, I have immigrant grandparents. Why does it take 10 years to get here? Unless you're from a war-torn nation. Why does it take that long to get in? I ask because people who want to come here honestly, truly want a better life for themselves, who are willing to do the paperwork, pay the price, do it the right way, why does it take 10 years? I'm just curious. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, a lot more coming up on this after the break. Really, heat up your coffee, come on back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's freeoldglory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, back you go. Go ahead, I know. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
Well, you know I ain't 16. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 I want you to be, you know, involved, engaged. Hop up on the website. There's a lot going on up there, a lot to talk about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know some of you, look, I head up to my website, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also, somebody told me the link wasn't working for the merchandise site, so I'll get that fixed. Try to do it tonight. If not, it'll be done by Monday. And you can buy well, look at the shirt I have on, right? I mean, some of you saw that, hashtag stand. Now, what they're doing in California, those people that are fighting the cities that want to opt out of Sanctuary City, they have these resist shirts. Now, I have had these fight resistance shirts for quite some time. So if you want to get them, check them out on the website, therealside.com. You'll see it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And you can get engaged, and you can get involved, and you can buy the shirt. Really, you can support your favorite talk show, along with getting a shirt that you need to wear. You need to wear out there. So we're talking about the discharge petition, H.R. 774. And some of you are up in arms that there are Republicans on it. I'm not so sure it's such a bad thing. If it does what these guys say it's going to do, if it does what they're intending it to do, and some of the ones that have signed on to it, then it's a good thing. Because it's going to force four immigration bills that they're going to have to talk about, have to push through and make happen on the floor. If the Democrats take over, they're going to force things on the floor their way, and they're going to pull the votes together to make them happen. Why don't we do it our way while we're still in control? Not that I think we're going to lose it necessarily, but I never know what these boneheads are going to do. Anyway, what this does is it brings four bills to the floor. It forces them to discuss, talk, work through, and vote on four bills. Now, why we're giving a hard time to some of these people working with the president on solutions to this, I don't know. Because it all ties together, whether it's border security, you know, immigration, your tax dollars. I just found out recently that $1.2 billion a year is spent in L.A. County alone, Los Angeles County, to educate illegal aliens' kids. I'm not saying we shouldn't educate them, because education is a good thing, especially if they're here. Would you rather have them on the streets? Because you know they're not going to pick them up. So you can say all you want to. I miss the old days, I got to tell you. I miss the days when I could yell at you guys when you were talking about how Obama needed to be impeached, needed to be arrested, somebody needed to go in there and arrest Eric Holder. I got tired of hearing it. I wouldn't even take your calls or read your emails anymore on that stuff. Because who's going to go in and arrest him? Who was going to drag the president of these United States out of there in handcuffs? Nobody. Especially Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch. Not going to happen. And then who's going to drag them out of the handcuffs? Nobody. It's a waste of brain space. There are other things you could fight, other ways to fight, actually. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You're getting involved, you're getting engaged. That's a good thing. I love these guys. Did I do this story the other day? Democrats are declaring war on In God We Trust.
Nope.
Yeah, you know what? I want you to think what the Democrat platform is. Right? Bathrooms open to all, no borders, higher taxes, giving illegals, an upper hand over Americans, and now yanking In God We Trust out of everything we can, if you don't believe in him, what's the big whoop? Right? An article on Todd Stern's website says it's on our dollar bills, it's on a lot of our government buildings, but should In God We Trust be in public schools? Well, let me see.
Yes.
There's a raging debate over that issue in Minnesota, where a Republican lawmaker introduced a bill that would allow the national motto to be displayed in public school. Oh, my God. Wouldn't want that. You mean we want to put up something that says we trust somebody much more than we trust ourselves, that there's actually somebody who's more trustworthy than us? Those kids will pop an eyeball. I thought it'd be a slam dunk, Senator Dan Hall said. You expected wrong. He said, I didn't expect this kind of controversy. Senator Hall and Democratic Senator John Marty squared off on the issue during a radio rumble on Monday. The money is in my wallet. It has to say, In God We Trust. I think that's offensive. Marty, a self-described devout Christian, what's offensive about it? Think about it. What's offensive about it? Hall said that we've lost a lot of Christian in the nation, and that's why he wanted to put the national motto front and center on public schools. The issue is this is something that is good and healthy for our community. But Marty disagreed and said it's important to respect people of all beliefs and no beliefs. But how do you expect somebody of all beliefs if you don't even put anything on the bill to believe in? If you don't recognize the belief of others, how do you do that? See, because they don't mean it. It's disingenuous. What they mean is we want to respect the rights of no beliefs. Because that's the only ones that are offended, really. We recently had a prayer breakfast in the area that I'm in. Dr. Alvita King came out. You've heard me talk about that. It was a Jesus revival, almost. It's usually not supposed to be that, but right? I mean, she went down that road. There was a dozen Jews in the room. Okay? Was it done to make them feel uncomfortable and get them upset? No, not at all. Actually, I spoke to two of the Jews that were there. One today. And she said not only was she not offended, she enjoyed it. She appreciated the enthusiasm. She appreciated the message of love. So don't ever think for somebody else. And just because one or two people are mad about it doesn't mean the other 200 million are. He says, I don't think government-sanctioned mottos are what we should be pushing, he said. I don't think government promoting religion is helpful either. How is that promoting religion?
God.
How is that promoting religion?
God.
But God doesn't means many things to many people.
It means religion to atheists.
Well, good for them. Their their religion is atheism. They just don't believe it. So what's really behind the objections to the national motto? One word, diversity, said Starnes. It's not respectful for people who have different religious beliefs. Marty said, our schools are very diverse. We ought to treat everybody with respect except for those who do have beliefs. No, I said that because that's really what it boils down to. We need to respect everyone that doesn't line up with any kind of godly belief. You know, again, we have flipped this. Think of what we've done. In our schools, we've made it so that if the tests are too hard, we don't teach the kids better. We dumb down the tests. In California, we no longer have exit exams for high schools. Why? It's too hard for the kids. Let that sink in. I mean, really, are these the people you want fighting for you, whether it's overseas, on the city council, or in the state assembly? With the use of things being soft and squishy? Senator Scott Dibble wondered how Republicans would feel if the posters referred to Allah. I'm wondering if Senator Hall would feel the same if students walked in and said, instead of the word God, the word Allah, which is the word for God in the Muslim religion. Yeah, but here's the problem. We speak English here! Now, English may not be our official language. Some idiot or some idiots never really went to bat to make this happen. But think about something. Every country has an official religion. Why don't we? Every country has a way. The only country I know that has, well, I shouldn't say the only country I know that has. I mean, I know Canada has a large French citizenry, if you would. People who speak French. So they have English and French as the two major languages. But in California, we print ballots in 121 different languages. Why? Why? You come here, you learn the English. Why? Talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll finish it up on the other side. I promise. I won't torture you anymore. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We're back off the beach into the cave. I'm Joe Bacino, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And I do mean that. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I know there's like 2,000, 3,000, 12,000 other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one, and I do appreciate that. Sign up to the website, because if you go up to the website, you can sign up for the newsletter we send out every week. There's a lot going on, and you know, you can read the stories that we posted. You can see the shows, take care of, well, you know, honor our sponsors, buy their product, let them know you appreciate them, you know, sponsoring the show, supporting the show, whatever word you want to use there. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were talking about the Dems wanting to pull out In God We Trust again. Now, I always get a kick out of this. Why is it that very, very left, almost socialist left Democrats, who claim to be devout Christians, want God off of everything? You know, the only thing I can come up with is the fact that they, they just don't understand how it works. Okay, that's really got to be it, right? That they're 180 degrees, you know, they use a different dictionary than we do. And if they really believe that they're doing something for their constituents, they're wrong. Because, first of all, I know we can't shove our religion on other people. The problem that our founding fathers had was they didn't want us to establish a religion for the country like other countries had done. Not at the state level, but at the federal level. States were allowed to establish religions. Did you know that? Go read the state constitutions. Here's the thing that I find really interesting with my left-leaning lunatic friends. Because I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so I need help working through this sometimes. If constitutions of the states specifically called out religions in their constitution, and our founding fathers wanted a total separation from God, total separation from church and state, would they have not back then put laws in effect, put something in the Constitution that basically said, no way, no how, under no circumstance is a specific or religion to be called out in any state constitution? Okay, they knew it was happening. They were well aware of it, but why wasn't it fought? Why didn't somebody say that was unconstitutional back then? Why did Jefferson, the guy, now, I think this is really hilarious, because the guy that did the establishment clause, and I actually heard a Democrat say, here's a guy, one of the framers of the Constitution. You'd think he would know. Right? So, let's get two things straight. And some of you have already heard this before. The guy that wanted nothing to do with religion, that wanted a total separation of church and state, held what ended up being one of the largest church gatherings, weekly Sunday service, at the Capitol, pretty much in history. Yeah, the guy that wants separation of church and state didn't understand what that meant. So he actually had church services at federal buildings. He had the military, the Marine band play, or the military band play, hymns so people could sing them. Obviously had no clue what separation of church and state meant. And remember, there's two parts to the clause they claim is there. That you can't establish religion, or the government can't establish religion, but it can't stop the exercise, the free exercise of your religious belief either. Isn't that what they do when they tell you can't pray in public? Isn't that what they do when they tell kids they can't pray in class? Isn't that what they do when they tell you that you can't speak the word in a public place? There was a court about 8 years ago that got involved in, I think it was Pennsylvania, either Texas or Pennsylvania. I get the two of them mixed up. That told a student that she couldn't mention the name of Jesus in her speech or she would be arrested. Not joking, I'm dead serious. And that they would have a federal marshal there, and if she would have mentioned Jesus in her prayer, then she would be arrested after the event or after the, you know, she spoke. Which is really funny. Because when Jefferson signed his documents, he didn't just sign them in the year of our Lord. And really, for a bunch of old guys who want the separation of church and state, I don't know, signing your documents in the year of our Lord, doesn't that say something about religion? But Jefferson went a little further, the stick it in your eye. He said, in the year of our Lord, you know, blank. No, in the year of our Lord, Christ. He specifically called out Christ in when he signed these letters. So I'm kind of confused, again, simple English, when somebody says we need to have a separation of church and state as Jefferson wanted it, I would say if you go look at what Jefferson wanted, instead of taking the interpretation of a letter that he wrote to a Baptist church about the first part and saying that government cannot, will not, in any way, shape, manner, or form, establish a religion, that's a whole different animal. So again, I have made a medical diagnosis that Jefferson had Alzheimer's, early onset dementia, something along those lines, because for a man who didn't want anything to do with God, for founding fathers who didn't want anything to do with God, for a man who wants a total separation of church and state, apparently his meaning of a church was different than ours. I want you to write that down. I want you to remember this. He held church services every Sunday at the federal building. Matter of fact, it ended up being one of the largest church services in the country after a while. He had a military band playing hymns for men who want the separation of church and state. He was extremely confused. And the Dems love to hold him up as a godless god. Anyway, this is going on right now as we speak. This argument is going on in Minnesota as we speak. He's upset that on his money instead of God we trust. Hall said, we've lost a lot of Christian in the nation. That's why we wanted to put the national model front and center in public schools. A terrible thing. He says, so what's really behind this? As I said earlier, they say it's diversity. It's not respectful for people to have different religious beliefs, Marty said. What? Our schools are very diverse. We ought to treat everybody with respect. Well, what about the people who believe in God? And when you talk about Allah, again, there's two ways to look at that. It is a different God. You're right. However, if you talk to a Muslim, it's the word for God in their language. So we can play a word game. I can have a field day with this. But it's not. It's in God we trust. Right? It's really that simple. Now, the easy question is, the United States of America does not put its trust in Allah. He says we put our trust in God, the Almighty God. And as Jefferson said, real simple, I don't know how you get around this. You would have to teach me how to do this. But it's in Christ. Jefferson said, in our year, in the year of our Lord, Christ. I know, I'm beating this up for a reason. I want you to get this. Look, I don't want you to give in to the Dems or to a buddy or to a friend or an aunt or uncle who keep wanting to tell you, browbeat you about Jefferson. You really need to enlighten them what Jefferson really stood for, what Jefferson really meant. Otherwise, you're going to fall into this garbage. You're going to ease, not even a little, you're going to fall all the way in with this garbage. One last thing, when I was on CNN the other night, they were making fun of the fact that the White House official mocked Donnie McCain after Haspel's criticism, right? The president hadn't even had a chance to deal with it. Nobody really had a chance to deal with it. But here's the deal. How many times did you hear from the last administration things that they said about Republicans, about conservatives? Think about the things they said about, or have said, about Melania and Trump. Now, is it the fact that McCain is dying of cancer? I mean, terrible. It's a terrible thing. Nobody's even suggesting that, you know, whatever, that it's okay to mock somebody dying of cancer. But they're not mocking him dying of cancer. He needs to bow out. He needs to spend his last days with his family. He needs to spend his last days in peace, outside of the political mainstream, and just spend some time with his family. At least that's my opinion. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I don't know if you remember him. Doesn't matter if you do or don't. He's here anyway. Eric Hellaby's going to co-host with me after the break. And we're going to take on the topics of the day and have some fun with it. Again, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Go heat up your coffee, or get some coffee, for that matter, and come on back.